I'll now hand over to Alison to introduce the third set of stories.
We now have some sports and animal news. We're used to hearing about the wheelchair tennis exploits of Norfolk star Alfie Hewitt, but this week another Norfolk star won in a wheelchair tennis final in Australia. The news from Norwich City was less inspiring as they lost away to Middlesbrough, but the team are still upbeat about their prospects. A police dog is celebrating his retirement, but a dog training college is entering liquidation, and an animal garden is also closing. Phil will start with the sports news.
Norfolk's Lucy Foister capped a memorable Grand Slam debut when she partnered Japan's Sarah Matsuoka to beat top seeds Luna Grip of Belgium and Lucy Heald of the USA 6-3, 7-5 in the girls' doubles final at the Australian Open. 12-year-old Foister from Heatherset, who was partnering Matsuoka for the first time, also took a set off world number one junior Grip in their singles round-robin matchup. While in the first two leading tournaments in Australia, earlier last month, she also beat world number one, Heald, for the first time. Foister is part of the LTA's National Age Group Under 14 program and won the women's singles title at the Lexus Wheelchair Tennis National Finals in November. Foister began her wheelchair tennis journey after watching Alfie Hewitt play at Wimbledon in 2022. But the 2026 Australian Open has not ended, as defending champion Hewitt would have hoped, after the 10-time Grand Slam men's singles champion bowed out 6-4, 6-4 in this year's semi-finals.
Norwich City's 1-0 defeat by promotion-chasing Middlesbrough is further proof that they can compete with the very best in the championship. Hayden Hackney's goal for Middlesbrough decided the game in the first half, capitalising on a defensive error from City. But defender Rory McConville remained upbeat about their prospects and believed their efforts on Teesside deserved to be rewarded with at least a point. After beating leaders Coventry, their overall performance was yet more evidence of their progress under Philippe Clement as they bid to secure survival in the Championship this season. We did go toe-to-toe and proved that we can compete with these teams, but we've got to keep trying to get better. We just got edged out, but we know we've got what it takes to beat these teams, and we've just got to keep working on the training pitch to get that step further, said McConville.
A specialist police dog is putting his paws up after almost 6 years of service. Since 2020, PD 524 Charlie has worked in the West Norfolk area as a drugs, cash and weapons detection dog. But the force has now confirmed he is off to enjoy the next phase of his life. In a statement they shared to social media, a spokeswoman said, "We're wishing Charlie a very happy retirement. He'll be off to his forever home with a family known to his handler to be spoilt rotten." PC Ward told us that Charlie has certainly been a character, but he is the most loving and loyal dog and has made countless finds throughout his career.
Budding dog trainers who paid thousands for courses with a company that entered liquidation say they've been asked to continue paying after claims it has been taken over by new owners. Dog Training College, which had offices at Broadland Business Park in Norwich, entered liquidation last month, despite thousands of students paying £2,000 for online courses to become qualified. They claim they've been unable to access their courses via the college's online learning platform or get their money back since the company ceased trading. An update on its website says, "The Dog Training College brand has been acquired and is under new ownership. The new team is currently in the process of restoring systems, reactivating course access and reviewing student records following the liquidation of the previous business. Our immediate priority is to ensure existing DTC students regain access and complete their courses. We shall be contacting students directly as systems come back online."
A Norfolk attraction is closing its much-loved animal garden due to stricter zoo licence rules. Roar, the dinosaur-themed adventure park in Lenwade, said it's made the difficult decision to close its secret animal garden, which has been a family favourite for many years. But the government's new standards of modern zoo practice for Great Britain will see tighter rules for animal experiences and enclosures that allow public access and direct contact with animals for next year. A raw spokesman said, following a thorough consultation and careful evaluation of all options, raw has made the difficult decision to close the secret animal garden. The secret animal garden has been an integral and much-loved part of raw for many years, and this decision has not been taken lightly. Raw said work is already underway to secure new homes for all of its animals. The secret animal garden will close at the end of February. All animals will be rehomed by the end of April.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Jane Pratt and Robin Quine are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news and two more features. But for now, it's goodbye from both Phil Harrison and myself, Alison Aplin.
Goodbye.